It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at war with all the other shows. At least the midday show has some guts fired back.
We're going to need to determine who's an afternoon show. Like, who's on our
who's
side?
Who's on our side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, lines getting blurred.
Well,
I think we need to draw them very clearly.
Okay.
Are you on our side or are you on their side? It's like us. It's like the Eagles, rather. They, you know, it's us against the world. Yeah. It's us against everybody.
Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's me.
Yep.
No.
Wait, what is it?
Say? Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's you.
But it's always us.
It's always us.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the difference, the difference is we're like the Chiefs. You know, 6-0, undefeated. Everyone's trying to take down a top dog.
Yeah,
we're not, whatever they are.
Yeah.
You get the point, Ike. Thank you. We're not the scrappy underdog trying to round it
in
the form.
No, no, no.
Like, that's the midday show. Like, they're trying to, they're the scrappy, trying to find their little way through this whole radio business.
We're the big dogs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, top five reasons why the midday show sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love the midday show. But we've had a lot of great, I know, relax. We've had a lot of good drop board material. But my problem is I only have so many, you know, so much area to put the drops on. So I need to find the next great drop on the afternoon show.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
Can't you just create another page on that thing?
I know, but then it's I can't have three pages up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
okay.
I could. Okay. Now, obviously, this one is going to be in the rotation for a long time. And had I done this top five yesterday, it would have been on the list. But it's already too far in the rotation, which is...
taking everybody to Pound Town, baby!
Yeah, like, that's...
that's not going anywhere.
That's not going anywhere.
Yep.
So here are the five other drops that I need to determine if they need to be put in the rotation. Starting at number five...
just real quick, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Are we voting now, or
well,
you decide?
You can determine at the end. Like, which one do you think needs to be added into the mix?
Okay.
I could put more than whatever.
Okay.
But here are the five in consideration. Starting at number five. That's it.
I mean, so here's the problem. I don't know when we're going to use that one.
Not as versatile.
Yeah. It's a great one. Like, Ike, what do you think?
Like the this is to determine what you're getting rid of?
No, what goes
what
on
goes
the drop
on.
Board.
Oh.
What that's
goes
not on the drop
like,
board.
That one's not as versatile as this.
This is really...
right.
Oh, God.
Just
well,
so
yeah,
snotty.
That's the one you keep. Yeah,
I know. That one is also amazing.
Yes.
Could you play it again? Sorry, Jack. Why?
And I leave the shore in there on purpose.
Yeah, the camera, not knowing what to say at that point.
Yeah. Hit him with a why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, can you explain, John, why?
Yes, yes.
Why you're crying over Jason Kelce retiring.
He's just a center, and he's perfectly healthy. And he's
totally fine.
He's doing great.
Living his best life. All right. Okay.
Number four. This was from the day that we were asking people for their go-to meat. And I put this one out there.
No, I want that one out.
Ah!
Meat men?
Yeah, the problem with that one is the music behind it.
I know.
What is that, a train?
Well, it's a sad violin music.
Don't we have a feed somewhere with just the mics?
Maybe.
Yeah, you should ask about that. I think it might exist.
Yeah, I know. The violin does kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Why was I saying that while you were playing the violin?
It had to be... that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Well, because Spike was talking about what kind of meat he likes, and he started doing the whole factory farms
spiel.
And, yeah, the whole spiel.
Well,
exactly
what happens
right.
is they take these animals.
Oh God, no.
Yes,
no,
exactly right. Exactly right.
Pigs are smarter than dogs. Okay. All right.
All right. Number three. Again, going back to the unbelievable Kelce audio. I'm trying to figure out if I can find a way to put this on the drop board. That's it.
That's a good one.
I know. The problem is you have to understand that top five to work that one in there.
Do you really, though?
Let me hear it again. You certainly would have to be... you can't play it all the time.
No.
But there has to be times where you can insert that in somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's
such a good clip. You have to be able to use it somewhere.
Yeah. Just as a reminder, Jason Kelce could not come up with one moment from the show that he liked.
Do we play that when someone says they listen to the show all the time?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Something like that.
That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
When someone says they listen to the show all the time.
This show specifically.
When Jack likes to do the whole, when someone says, I was their favorite player growing up or whatever, he does a whole, well, tell me your favorite Icarus play.
That's the best.
What's your favorite Isla?
I just remember you always played so hard.
Yeah, that's I can't think of it right now, but I knew you were one of us. You got it, man. You played the game the right way, man. All right. So this is a new one I did not anticipate having to put in the mix here. But Sirianni might have given us some gold. This is from Unscripted, talking about perfume.
Yeah.
So here's the drop.
You start with treat praise like perfume, right?
No, nah, yes. It's too long. Okay. This would be the drop.
I love it. That's the drop.
Yeah, that's
that one. That's it right there.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
That one's going to be hard to beat.
Just smell it, drink it, whatever the bleep.
Don't drink it. Yeah. It's hard to beat that one. That's the leader in the clubhouse so far.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But the number one next possible Great Afternoon Show drop is courtesy of a man that I never thought we'd have to pause. And that is Merrill Reese. This is after the game on Sunday against the Bengals.
It's called a big dose of D.
I'll just tell you right now.
Merrill's not going to like that.
That's not something Merrill Reese is going to like.
Okay.
Yes. And if Uncle Merle does not like it, then we shouldn't be playing it.
I agree with you. It is so good. Can we play it again today?
Well, listen, I just want to make sure I cleared my name first. Yes, I want to get out of this.
Right.
He's going to murder Jag one day, so yeah.
I also have, I have one.
A bonus?
For consideration.
Okay.
That's a tough one. And then there's this one.
All right. That's a good one, too.
I don't know if Rod wants that one to keep going.
Yeah. That's a good one, too. I think it's got to be the Sirianni one. If we're picking one, it's got to be the Sirianni one. I love the Merrill one.
Yeah.
I love it. But I don't think Merrill will find it quite as funny as we do. So, yeah.
Yeah, get it all out right now. That might be one of his best ones since he's been here.
Yeah, I'm already...
It's been a while since I've had to add to the Sirianni board. My second board is labeled Sirianni board, but he hasn't really given me much in the last year and a half.
Right. Yeah.
Mostly because I zone out when he starts talking. But that's a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one right there.
I'm giving myself a mental note when we talk to him next year for Radiothon to ask him about that.
Yeah. I think he got it off. He said Johnny Wilson's t-shirt.
I
think it was
Johnny Wilson's biggest contribution to the team.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Do you heard? He's working with the first. If he's getting first team reps,
he's the future.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months interest free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. Chris and Penn Salkin, what would you give up? What is your sacrifice for Juan Soto, Chris?
Oh, my God. It's a big one, guys.
Okay.
How you doing, guys? Yeah. By the way, you guys should also receive your penalty, whatever your religion is, what you did to poor Herb. Usually you get on Mavis's fan. You receive your penalty. Holy water poured on you, man. That wasn't right.
What did we do to Herb? He does it to us.
Mike, you stop it. You stop it. You know exactly what
Nick
you did.
Nick Sigurani.
That's also a classic one.
Just like my 26-year-old one, she used to come in buzz at 17. She's like, what did I know? I'm like, I don't know. You're drinking my stuff. That's what you did.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. You caught me.
Yeah. I called. You were priceless, dude. You guys, it was like a sympathy. It was unbelievable. But I've been doing this for a very long time, and I don't do it for the effect. I do it because I'm an A-type personality, so I'm very disciplined and I'm structured. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I get too out of whack, and I gotta get put in line, and it just relieves me. To get that kid at 26 years old, man, I thought I'd give up fishing, but this is even worse. Oh, I'm going to say it on my boys are listening, too. Oh, I'm going to give up flower, man.
I knew that's what he was going to say.
He's going to what? Oh, you're going to give up weed?
Yeah.
For how long?
Flower. A whole year?
Yeah.
A whole year. And I've been doing that. And then, like I said, not to party another or intake. I do it before I work out. It's more intense. When I do jiu-jitsu, I feel the strike better. I'm more focused. I mean, especially when I work out. I
smoking
just
before
everything.
You work out?
Yo, yeah, dude, try it, dude. It's unbelievable, man.
Now,
those gummy things, Spike, man, that's like rookie stuff, like minor league stuff. If you're going to take gummies and smoke this vape stuff or get this.
No, can I be honest with you, Chris?
I don't sell drugs to children.
Chris, truthfully,
you don't have to buy it. I'll give it to you, man.
No. I can get it. I live in New Jersey.
I got paid for it.
No.
I got real stuff.
I've been there. Chris, it's just not for me. Chris, hold on a second. It's not for me. I've tried it, and it makes me feel. I feel dumb when I'm on it. And I can't. It's hard to describe the difference between
the purpose.
Well, yeah, but it's hard for me. So when I drink alcohol, clearly I should not be operating heavy machinery, driving a car, any of those things.
Of course.
But my thoughts, at least, I don't feel like my thinking is
affected.
Yeah, I think
you still make good decisions.
Well, I could do the same math problems I could do without it.
Right.
The time that I had real marijuana, I couldn't. I couldn't even think. I probably couldn't have even spelled my own name. And that's I don't like feeling that way. So it's not for me. It's not for me.
That's because you're getting that that stuff, like people get that goofy stuff. You just want to get prime stuff shipped in. I'll cut you off like a toupee.
This guy wants me to do weed wants me to smoke weed so much.
I'll hook you up, man. Come to one of my shops. I'll pull out the serious purple stuff, dude. You'll think you own WIP. You'll be coming up. You'll be thinking you drank Tang, and tomorrow you wake up as an astronaut, man. I'm telling you. And Ike,
yes.
You're thinking about a nickname for the kids?
Yes.
They have one at my one shop that came down, the Young Heads. They
what
call
you got?
Trips. Trips for 33.
Trips.
Yeah, for his number 33.
Yeah,
points. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm older than those young dudes, but they tried to try me on. I just say, listen, man, it ain't nothing but a biscuit. My name's Tucker, not Sucker.
Can we call him White Trips?
White Trips.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying.
I call him.
I'm trying to get this nickname down without the white part of it.
Oh, but that's the best part.
why don't call him like my 18-year-old? I don't even know what this it means. You call them white drips.
White drip.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like, drips. Is that like acid or something? You're like going to a
no, party. Drip is drip? More like style, clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, he's stylish. He's a great white hope, man.
Yeah.
I love white drips.
How about white shark?
White shark, I like.
I got the white. I got a few. What did I get? White shadow.
Yes.
I like that, but I'm telling you guys, listen. You're doing the wrong thing. I can take care of all of you, but Jack, you might panic or something. Oh, like, you would be great on some purple hair cut.
Here we go again.
We're back to the weed again.
I see you playing on the lawn. Like, listen to this. Down by Sweetsboro, because I know you're down in that area.
Yeah. No, I'm staying away from where you're at, Chris. No, yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
You'd be out there with Smarty smoking a cigar, talking to Smarty. Go, yo, what do you think of the line tonight? Should I take the party line? Or should I?
Unbelievable.
All right, Chris. We got to go, man.
We have to quit. Man. I'm packing the green bottle on you guys. Oh,
all right. You're gone. Yes, you're gone. Chris is gone. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
That's my boy, man. Chris is crazy as hell, man. Hey, listen. Hey, y'all got Herb that I went all his damn life and didn't know that the candy bar was not named after Babe Ruth.
Yes, and we corrected him, and he was still like, Ike said Babe Ruth was a baseball player. Babe Ruth is the candy. Said, and he just goes, yeah, Babe Ruth. He doesn't.
Well, and Gordie Howe died 8 years ago.
Yeah. You say anything to Herb, it just bounces off. Oh, no.
Y'all going to get arrested, man, for messing with people, man. Like y'all do. I'm serious.
Herb asked for it.
Mike, I got to do this to you.
Okay.
You set yourself up, though.
Oh.
Because every time me and you go at it, you must have been on weed because you just said it yourself. You feel like, that's how you feel when you want it, right?
No. Okay, so what did I do?
One over your head. I'll let that one go. You'll get it, man.
All right.
You said whenever I'm on that stuff, I feel dumb. So I told
you. Oh, there we go.
I said, so that's what he be on when me and him be arguing.
Ah, there it is. There it is. All right. So funny.
Man,
okay.
You don't get the sports points you want to get out.
I know.
Yeah.
He's just commentary on the show.
Man, y'all come with us. I'm just saying, because y'all doing this soap opera stuff and everything, and everybody listening to everything, so then you forget what the hell your sports part was, because y'all done went all on this current affairs and everything.
It happens on the show.
It's your fault. Don't blame this damn song. You know, listen, man, I'm trying to... You know what?
You don't even remember.
I got to do this thing tomorrow, because y'all...
Yeah. I'm done. He doesn't even remember. Yeah.
He forgot what he wanted to say.
All right, OG. Call tomorrow.
He forgot what he wanted to say.
I will not forget the time that I did... Did I tell a story about when I smoked it before I did the podcast?
We're still going?
Yeah, I'll tell the story. I'm here. Might as well. This is when I realized I couldn't do it.
Okay.
So when we do two Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcasts a week. We do one in the weekend morning and then one at night during the week. Mm-hmm. The one at night during the week, I was always anxious and pissy because it would be late at night and I would want to go to bed. So I'd have a little drink while I did it because it would take the edge off.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm drinking too much. I don't want to do that. And it was right when the PA medical marijuana thing came out. So I got a card and I was like, I will try this, even though I've never really done that ever. Once on my honeymoon, whatever. So I do it, and we start the podcast, and my co-host is talking for 2 minutes, and he stops talking, and I realize that I have no idea what he said. I don't even know what we're talking about. He stops talking. I realize it's my turn to talk. I had so little idea what to say at that moment that I had to lie and say that there was something wrong with our internet and I could not hear him.
That's awesome.
Yes. And we just...
quick on your feet. That was pretty good.
We just moved on. And that was when I realized. I was like, And then later on, I was laying on the couch and I was... thinking about words written on your shirt, mm-hmm. and I started cracking up because I couldn't figure out if the words were written backwards or forwards. And I said, "This is not for me.
Yes.
Not for me. Not for me." So, coming up next, the Sixers play tonight, and Paul George and Joel Embiid will not be playing. It is the return of Tobias Harris. By the way, well, we'll get to that in a minute. But our own Devin Caney is there with Nick Nurse for the Nick Nurse press availability. So we will find out if she was able to get any information about Embiid. My guess is no, but maybe about Paul George as well.
Will she also sing Creed with us?
Oh.
Got to call her Scoop. She gets the Scoop at the press conferences.
I don't mind calling her Scoop Caney.
Yeah, it's
Scoop
Caney. I like that.
Scoop Caney. Tell her to look up the lyrics if she doesn't know the song. Right, she can participate.
I think she's a Creedman.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I think she's...
More importantly, I think she listens to the show enough that...
Wow.
She knows that happens at 5:30?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. She thought the King of Prussia Mall was in Delco. That kind of person is not a Creedsman.
I thought Memphis was Motown.
Well, you're dumb.
Right.
That's Bluetown.
Just another day.
All right. We'll talk to Devin next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, yeah. Hold me now. I look forward to this part of the show every day.
I think it's starting to grow on people, too.
I love this tune. Never get sick of it. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us from the Wells Fargo Center, Devin, quote, Scoops Caney.
Scoop Caney!
What's up?
I feel guilty interrupting whatever concert I just clearly intervened on, so I'm sorry. You guys can hopefully get back to that once we're done with this call, but I did just walk out of the Nick Nurse presser.
Okay, good.
So, go over it all with you guys.
Well, just a couple things. First of all, if you're going to call in at 5:30, if we're going to have this, you're going to have to learn the words to that song because we're going to put the line on. You're going to have to sing with us.
Oh, I have to join in on the karaoke on
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Can I ask a question that might get me yelled at? Definitely.
I know what you're going to ask, and go ahead, do it.
Who sings it? Okay, wait. I know it's between Creed and Nickelback, maybe.
It's Creed.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Listen, we take that. A perfect music genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a music man. What can I say?
Yes. All right. There we go. Yeah, we are Creedsmen here. So you just walked out of the Nick Nurse press availability. The first question I have is, were you there for the tense back and forth yesterday or no?
I was not at practice yesterday.
Right. Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, so did Nick Nurse seemed to clam up pretty intensely yesterday when he was asked about Joel Embiid's availability and the plan? Was he asked again, and were there any answers today?
He was definitely asked again several times in several ways. He surprisingly did not seem as tense, but there also weren't, you know, as many clear answers. I would say the most definitive thing he said was, look, you know, these guys are listed as out to the season ticket holders, to the fans buying tickets, to see guys like Paul George, to see guys like Joel Embiid. They're listed as out. They can look on the website and find that, you know, in terms of, I guess, letting fans down.
Yeah.
He did claim to have absolutely zero clue that the Sixers, and him included, were fine. Like, whatsoever. He played dumb on that. Played dumb, or maybe he actually was naive to it.
But wait, he said he did not know that they were fined?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way.
I'll post the clip as soon as I get off call with you guys. I promise you, the entire room was a little bit shocked, I think. Everyone was kind of just looking around like, is this guy for real, or is he messing with us? Or
yeah, he's lying.
He claims he had no idea.
Yeah, and he's in a weird spot there, and because he is answering for something that is not his call, which Brett Brown had to do here for several years. So I assume the question was, what do you say to fans and ticket holders who buy tickets and blah, 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 blah. It's a weird spot for him to be in because he's the only person talking, but he also doesn't control it and probably can't give us any real answers anyway.
Yeah. And that is the question that he was probably least happy with. And then a follow-up question, you know, just kind of bridging the gap between what exactly happened from August, from the Olympics until now, you know, with Embiid, he said he would have to punt it. That's up to Daryl Morey. But he will reevaluate, the team will reevaluate Embiid and Paul George Friday. He kept saying Friday as a key date to evaluate them. So maybe that means that they could possibly, or at least Paul George could possibly make an appearance on Saturday night during their game against the Grizzlies, but nothing definitive.
So tonight is the return of Paul Reed and Tobias Harris.
Tobias.
Yeah. And we'll get to Tobias as a show in a second. Was he asked, did he say anything about either of those guys returning?
Yeah, he did. It was probably the happiest I've ever seen Nick Nurse. I had a big smile on his face as soon as he heard, especially Paul Reed's name, but he was asked about both. He's really happy to see them again. He doesn't think it'll, you know, affect the Sixers play on the court. But, you know, he said he had nothing but kind things to say about them. You know, typical coach speak. He wasn't giving us any dirt on a Paul Reed or Tobias.
Yeah, it's funny. I think everyone who played with and coached Paul Reed likes him because he's an affable guy and all that stuff. It must have been maddening to coach that guy because it seems like he knew what he was supposed to do when he was out there, but he also thought he was way better than what he was supposed to do. So it probably drove people
crazy.
Yeah,
I blame you for that.
Me? Yes.
Oh, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
For Paul Reed?
Yeah.
So it's funny because the last home game was Doc Rivers, and he went on and on, had so many kind words to say about Andre Drummond. And he kind of said, like, that was, you know, the trade that stung the most in my time here was losing Andre Drummond because he thinks he's such an incredible player. So Nick Nurse didn't go to those levels when it came to Paul Reed, but he still had nice things to say about him.
Well, the reason Doc doesn't like Paul Reed is because Doc is the biggest fraud coach who has ever coached in the NBA. He had Paul Reed sitting there. He wouldn't play him. We bullied him into playing Paul Reed. Yeah. He did a good job, and then Doc Rivers got mad that Paul Reed did a good job. So Doc Rivers can kiss my ass, Devin.
Oh, wow.
Be quite
there
honest
you go.
With you. Yeah.
All right. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Well, you don't have, you know, this is between us.
Yeah.
This
no one's
between
listen.
Friends here.
Now, Devin, I'm getting reports that Howard was grilling Nick Nurse. How would you grade Howard's performance at the press conference today?
Who do you you think asks those first questions about what do you have to say to the fans?
Oh, the fans guy. He was flipping off fans in Cincinnati for saying run the ball.
He called them morons, Devin.
Yeah, I think he dropped a moron, a few idiots, sprinkled them in for some pizzazz, but he wasn't letting Nick off the hook, so you do have to kind of respect Howard for that, because no one else had the guts to ask the question, given what happened yesterday.
Spike is beside him.
No one else had the guts to annoy Nick Nurse into questions that he couldn't answer.
To ask five back-to-back questions.
The tough questions.
He asked five straight questions?
I have to go through
Oh, my God.
It was definitely several. It was like at least four.
This guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, he was on a mission today.
He only cares about the fans. Oh, Mr. Fan. All right, Devin. Well,
great job.
Hopefully we get a good win tonight. Detroit stinks, but once again, we're not very good without Paul George or Joel Embiid either. So
I mean, maybe Maxie drops another 45 points. We'll see.
They'll probably take
it.
They'll probably take it. All right, Scoops. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, see you. And send Devin the link to One Last Breath so she can practice for next.
Now, I noticed we called Devin, but I'm getting reports that Dan Wilson was already also down there. Do you want to get Dan Wilson on the line to see what he saw at the press conference?
Dan Wilson was
Buzz
at the press conference?
Buzz was
conference?
There?
Yeah.
Reporter Buzz?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Come on, Buzz. What are we doing?
Wow, Reporter Buzz. Hey, Nick. What are you doing over there?
Wow.
Nick, Dan Wilson, the reporter.
WIP stormed the press conference today, I see.
Yes. Oh, can you imagine? If we put Nick Nurse on a lie detector test, see, I think Maury is annoyed but basically entertained by Howard. You know, Hinkie didn't care. I think Nick Nurse is probably like, will you get this moron out of my face? Because I remember when Brett Brown, do you remember when Brett Brown undressed him on, it was pregame at an Eagles game, and Brett Brown saw Howard, and they were arguing, and Brett Brown was being
at the Eagles game?
Yeah, before an Eagles game.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Yes. Well, because I'm sure Brett Brown was just sick of it. What do you want out of me, man? What do you want out of me? So,
well, yeah, and you talk every day.
Yes. Ask me the same question. So, quick thing on Tobias. So, Tobias comes back tonight. Our friend, should I read this quote that Tobias said earlier about playing here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So, this is his first time coming back to play in Philadelphia.
I have the audio.
Oh, you have the audio. Yeah. Okay. I would give him credit. Adam Aronson, formerly Sixers Adam, always Sixers Adam, Philly voice, formerly of the Ricky, formerly our beat writer, talked to Tobias Harrison. Here's what he said about playing in Philadelphia. Well, so Tobias.
First class.
The thing about Tobias is he was frustrating. I complained about Tobias a lot. He didn't take one charge while he was here, and he scored 0 points in the final playoff game. All that said, and they will do a video tribute to him tonight. I have no doubt they will.
So?
They do it for everybody. And he played here for 5 years. Yeah.
I mean, he was the third best player on our team.
And successful. It wasn't as successful as we wanted, but he wasn't here on a bad team. He was here on a good team. And I just hope, I don't want people to boo him, quite honestly, because when people were frustrated with him, they were frustrated with him as a player, but really the problem was that the team traded too much for him and gave him too much money. Mm-hmm. That it. He was the same player he had always been when he was here. He did exactly the same things. It's not like he was really good. He got here and got paid and stunk. Right. That's not what happened. He was the exact same player. So coming from a person who complained about Tobias a lot, I hope people don't boo him. He was a good guy. He handled all that stuff. He handled this with class, but while he was here, with all of the hell he got, he could have been way pissier about being here, way pissier about the fans.
Well, besides the one when he talked about crumble cookies.
Yes, they would trade me for a crumble cookie, but he was right.
He didn't say anything wrong.
Yeah, he was right. So I don't want, of all the things you could do, of all people to boo, there are a lot of people that deserve boos. I just
Come on, Philly.
Yeah.
Show them class. We have class.
Yes.
He doesn't doesn't need a standing ovation.
No. Polite sitting down
golf
clap.
I would say anything that's not a boo is a good thing.
Yes. Go to the bathroom.
You just sit there. Yeah, you don't do anything.
Hopefully the Sixers do it. It's an 8-second video that comes right after. Here's when I think they're going to do it, because it's when people are paying the least attention.
Yeah.
He will get introduced during warm-ups, and he'll get booed at that point.
Yeah, he'll get booed there.
They will do the video. There'll be a timeout, and they will put the video up on the screen right after the timeout gets called, because people aren't paying attention, and they'll go and not give people a chance to boo during that thing. So I don't want them to boo. They didn't boo Iggy when he came back.
I mean, he had two All-Star caliber seasons.
Here we go. This guy.
We don't want to do it this way. This is not what we want to do. You can boo Ike.
1919?
Yep. Could boo Ike if we want.
Yeah, let me stop before I irritate everybody and make them boo him tonight.
Yeah, don't. Don't. Boo somebody else.
Yes.
Boo some random guy. Boo Kate Cunningham.
Boo James Harden when he comes back.
Yes, boo James Harden. For real. Yeah. Boo James Harden.
Did they boo him last year? Did Harden come back last year?
I think he played here last year.
Only the Clippers, right? Yeah. So it would have been once.
Yeah, he definitely played here.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't remember.
I think I remember.
I don't remember. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather see the Phillies do this offseason, run it back or sign Juan Soto? 91% sign Juan Soto. 2,329
votes. Keep the poll up.
We need more votes. Need your sacrifice. Get Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V, you're on WIP.
Okay, let's get this over with. What would I sacrifice for Juan Soto?
Yes.
Okay. Looking at how you were clowning Rios, I'd say I'd do one or two. I'd go to Chickies and Pete and do one or two songs. The Creed or the Star Spangled Banner.
That's not a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Do we know what sacrificing is?
Yeah. Come on, man.
We would need you to give up something that you love doing.
Yeah, Rios hates.
Or do something that you would hate.
Yeah, Rios hates.
I hate singing.
Nah. You got to really take one for the team. Would you get your left arm severed? Surgically, though. We're not going to use an axe or something. Surgically removed.
You know, that's an attractive offer, but respectfully, I'm going to decline.
Well, if you're right-handed, you can still take care of everything.
Yeah.
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, offhand, then. How about right hand? Pinky?
Ooh, a pinky. How about the baby toe? Somebody give up the baby toe.
Yeah, come on.
Definitely not that big of a Soto fan.
Okay. We don't need you singing, Big V. You got to think this through.
Right. I'll tell you what. Right. I'll apologize for Jack for my drop. Jack don't know.
That's a pretty good drop, though.
It's a great drop. Yeah, we got a little time, Big V. We can workshop this a little bit. I don't need you singing the Star Spangled Banner, brother.
All right, we'll work something out.
All right, brother. You do want Juan Soto, though, right?
Of course. I want a championship. I want a World Series. I want that. I'm like the owners of the Phillies. Bring my beeping trophy back.
Yeah, tell John Middleton. It's only money. You can't keep it. After you die, you can't take it with you.
Nope.
So
you can keep it, but you just can't take it with you.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yes.
All right, Big V. Appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm.
See you, man.
Apparently, Jalen said that he could not golf yesterday because it's in his contract that he can't golf.
What does that mean?
He's not allowed to golf, apparently, with his contract.
Well, so wait. So I'm sure.
What?
I'm sure most sports contracts say that you can't play sports.
You can't jet ski.
Yeah.
You can't go skydiving. Yeah. You can't go cliff jumping. Yeah.
Golf. He can't golf, but Saquon can golf?
Now, is this one of these things where he's, like, you can just admit you're not very good at golf.
It's fine.
Well, that's clear that he's not very good at golf.
Like,
yes.
No one's expecting you to be a scratch golfer, man.
So did Jalen have put in his contract that he can't play golf?
It's because he... I mean, this guy.
Did he really say it was in his contract?
So what we're saying is...
The Eagles did not put that in his contract to say he can't play golf.
Of course you can.
By the way,
just golf.
The person who invited him to golf is the owner of the team.
Yes.
You know?
They read that contract first?
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Lurie.
I'd love to play butt.
And so Jeff Lurie just said to him, yeah, just come stand for 5 hours while we play golf. Come on.
Jalen is beautiful, man. It's in his contract. He can't golf. What athlete has that in their contract? It's the one thing that's safe that we can do.
Yes.
It's golf.
You'd be fine. Gary and Vineland, you only throw 20 times. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Like we get the Sixers in 60, and then do you think they would hit 76 before Joel comes back?
Oh, in terms of seconds.
Yeah.
No. If we're taking two seconds away, the best thing to happen.
Winning tonight.
I hope. The best thing to happen for the Sixers 1-2 start is there's other trouble for full power. The Bucks are 0-3 mm-hmm. or 1-3. The Knicks are 1-2, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So only Boston has been. Orlando's been good and Boston's been good, but at least everybody else.
Orlando sneaky.
Yeah, people are high on Orlando.
Yeah, they were playoffs. Did they beat Cleveland last year?
No.
So Cleveland beat them in that Cleveland first round. Yeah. I think that was like a 7-game series, though.
I'm not a Paolo Banchero guy. I think that guy's a fraud.
Paolo. Well, you don't like Paolo?
I know you would like him. He's a chucker. Loves shooting.
Oh, man.
Gary, what are you going to sacrifice for Soto?
And real quick, what's the deal with the fan? Do they not let Mets people on when the Yankees are still playing? Or, like,
what do you mean?
Mets people today.
Oh, I think we had one or two Mets calls.
Oh, well, yeah, well, we're talking about a New York player, too.
Yeah, it's because Mets fans think the reason we have them on is that I think it's funny to hear their perspective and then just beat on them because they are so optimistic about signing Soto. Now, it's a double win for them. Thank you for the call, Gary. It's a double win for them because if the Mets sign Soto, they not only get Juan Soto, but they take him from the Yankees.
Yes.
And us. And it gives them, well, within the city, it gives them bragging rights, especially because the Yankees got to the World Series and they did not. So that would be good for the Mets fans on two different levels. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's it.
It's not no big deal.
It's over 15 years. It's basically free.
Spread it out. Defer it.
Yes.
Leave it to the kids.
Yes. It's basically like a payment plan.
Now, they did bring in another partial owner last year. So maybe we can count on that guy to help
get some money. Sponsor. Speaking of partial owners, by the way, very quickly, this is wait a minute. Jack, didn't you send me this?
Well, no, Zach Berman tweeted it out.
Oh, yeah. Zach Berman, that the Eagles do have a new minority owner, and that is Susan Kim, this is per Bloomberg. Susan Kim is succeeding her father as executive chairperson of Amcor Technologies. Amcor used to be headquartered in Westchester.
Yep.
So
Innovation USA, Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there you go. So the Eagles have a new minority owner. What is next?
Oh, with the mayo?
After the mayo, yeah.
Did that do something to the...
Nah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You consume dairy sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really
dairy.
You got
sacrificing for a day.
Yeah, you got a tough gut.
It's eggs and oil. You can eat it.
But, yeah, I guess you can call it that.
By the way, I like that Battle gave us a Juan Soto.
Well, he's getting the show finally.
Yes. What's next? That's a good one. I got nothing to say. It's accurate. What's next?
Now, that was written before Herb even called today.
And he did it.
Yep. Yeah, that's Herb.
He loves Hershey bars. Yep. Like Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
What's next? It's very
true. That's a good point.
There's a seat at Fenway Park where the ball landed.
How do we know he actually hit 400?
That's a fair question.
Hit 400 with questioning that, too.
Yeah, well, you never know. What's next? All right.
A lot of Sixers shot.
Yeah, what's next?
A lot of Sixers shot.
Text line.
Size Seven. That's his new nickname.
Man. Seven.
So we only have 90 seconds.
We got $2 Herb.
Yeah.
Or we got $2 Hugh.
Yep.
And then we have 7 foot Elliot.
Yeah. Size Seven Elliot.
Size Seven Elliot. Yes.
Andrew and Jameson. Now, Andrew, we only have a minute, but you want to be an official afternoon show caller and take the place of the person who left the show, right?
So yeah, I was calling about Chuck going to over to Hugh and them guys. So I'm trying to call. I get off of work at 4:30, so 4:30 is about, you know, six, whatever. I'll mm-hmm. call in that time. But mm-hmm. Calling in, I want some Ike juice, number 26. I mean,
they must have been drinking that Ike juice. Yeah, love it.
Good start.
Cookies and cream and bread and butter back there in the secondary, and David's that guy.
Dude, bread and butter is excellent. Bread and butter is good. I like bread and butter. Yeah, that is a good one, Andrew. It was a short call, but you are in the lead for official afternoon show caller replacing Chuck. So we're not making our decision yet, but bread and butter is
a good one.
Is a good nickname for Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship.
Can we roll with
and
that?
Two more things.
Yes.
Kelsey's coming to the best place ever this weekend, Penn State, Ohio State. It's going to be a good one. Hopefully I can catch tailgate with them.
Nah.
And,
we're taking a step back, Andrew.
Yeah, and what's next?
the Soto thing. If Soto signs, I'll run the Soto jersey number amount of miles in that many days in his jersey.
Wait, you'll do what?
I'll run Soto number of miles for the Soto number of days, the number he chooses for his jersey in his jersey.
Well, 22 is open.
22, yeah.
So you're going to run 22 miles for 22 days?
In 22 days.
Why don't you do 22 in one day?
Yeah, 22 in one. We'll take it in one day.
All right, maybe we'll see what happens.
All right, Andrew. All right, bro.
22 miles in 22 days.
Yeah, that's not impressive.
Easy.
Yeah.
Even well, for some.
Well, you could do it.
That's a mile a day, right?
Yeah, it's nothing. It's not.
Well, I can't run a mile a day.
No?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, good start for Sacrifice for Soto. This is a long thing, right? So if you didn't get in today, you can think about it. And if you're listening to the show on a different day, you can call up and tell us what you want to sacrifice for Juan Soto. John, it's only money. It's mm-hmm. all, you only
it's
live
only
once.
Only money, buddy.
Fritz at 6 next?
Yep.
What do we got going on?
He doesn't know.
Don't you have to talk?
Yeah, we're still skeptical about the Eagles.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, he's still talking about the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Are you really still skeptical? All right. We will talk to you tomorrow back on the show. We love you, truly. I don't love your old drafty windows. Your family doesn't like them. You need new doors probably, too. Your family has been begging you. Guida is going to help you with your family, going to help you with your home, going to help you with your windows, going to help you with your doors. Guida Door and Window is going to make everything cheaper for you with their buy one and the products. High quality. The price, lower. Buy one, get one half off sale. So for every window you buy, for every door you buy, you get the second one 50% off. So you buy an entry door, you get a half off a storm door, et cetera, et cetera. You do that with windows as well. You can mix or match. It doesn't have to be all windows. It doesn't have to be all doors. The more that you buy, the more money you're going to save. So, and as well, you start that whole project with all those windows, all those doors, no money down, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. But if I were you, I would do it now because this offer is only going to last for a certain amount of time. There are restrictions. To get all of the details, every single one, on this deal, 877-GO-GUIDA. While you're on the phone with them, you can schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or you can just go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.